The dinner was set up by his executive assistant, which tells me when you get an email from Fox News that it's a business dinner, and I assumed it was. I'd been used on his show a few times, and they'd created a segment around me, so I thought, this is a great opportunity for me to bring up becoming a paid contributor. I didn't have to, because within 5 minutes of the dinner, he told me that Roger Ailes is his best friend. Roger Ailes at the time was chairman of the network, and that they'd like to offer me a contributor position. When we left the restaurant, he simply said, let's get out of here. And I assumed he meant to the bar. So as we left the restaurant, I turned left towards the bar. He turned right towards the bedrooms. And I said, I think the bar is this way. And he said, no, come back to my suite. I said, I'm sorry, Bill. I can't do that. His response was, what, do you think I'm gonna attack you or something? And you know, you wanna be cordial. This is the big boss here. I am a potential employee applying for a job. So I just said, no, you know, we're both raising teenage girls. Maybe we should try to model good choices for our kids. Once we got to the bar, his demeanor changed entirely. He went from charming to hostile. We got to the bar, I knew what was happening, so I just ordered a soda water, and he said, how much is that water gonna cost me? And I said, oh, I'll be happy to pay for this round. And when I pulled out my bag, he said, oh, that's the ugliest bag I've ever seen. He was just in a grumpy, grumpy mood. So I pretty much left 15 minutes later, got in an Uber, and I was gone. But he did say the words, you can forget all the career advice I gave you. You're on your own.
Why do you think he's chosen the behaviors he's chosen?
I have never psychologically examined Mr. O'Reilly. Within our entertainment industry, narcissism is not only accepted, it's often a requirement. And we must never forget that the underbelly of narcissistic personality disorder is a deep self-loathing.